It's time for another confession in front of you. I have to confess that I really don't like Palm Sunday. I don't like it because of the wide range of emotions that we go through on this day. We start out with this little parade where we say, Hosanna, Lord, and we praise God, and then we end up with a story where the people are saying, crucify him. I do not like this, that fickleness that we show, starting out by praising God and then joining another parade and saying, crucify him. It makes me very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable, extra uncomfortable on Palm Sunday every year. But I think that every Christian human being lives in that tension between appreciating and inviting God and then wanting God to leave. We go from the bright light outside to the dimmer spaces inside, from the glory of God to the questioning of God. We go from Hosanna to crucify him. I think that all Christian human beings march in two different parades. We get religion and we realize we cannot save ourselves. And then we get fired up and we proclaim Jesus to be our Lord. We proclaim that we will honor the divine image of God that is within us. Once having doubted God's sovereignty, we suddenly realize we need God and we move suddenly to the exultant cry of Hosanna. Then the second parade begins, where we question God's plan for us. And we even question God's interest in us. The human experience can get so difficult that we wonder where God is. And we hurt so much that we shout, crucify him. Soon we have put ourselves in that dark place and we realize that we can't save ourselves. And we kind of ease back to that other parade, proclaiming Jesus as Lord and asking him to save us. Palm Sunday makes me uncomfortable because we have both of those parades on the same day. We come here to say, Hosanna, Lord, and we end up with a mob mentality saying, crucify him. Now, Palm Sunday liturgy and the stories that we read on Palm Sunday, these certainly aren't the only places in Scripture where we have these this fickleness, these two parades going on. The whole book of Judges in the Old Testament, it's just a series of a cycle where there will be a line in the book that says the people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and they would go through all this shame, and they will be under God's punishment, and they will realize that they need God. And then there will be a line that says something like, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the power of those who plundered them. And they get all happy and feel wonderful about Yahweh and proclaim God. And then they kind of go back in the other direction. And pretty soon, if you read the book of Judges, you can just skip through it and there's another line. Time after time after time after time. And then we say again in that book, the people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the whole cycle starts over again. In our Episcopal tradition, we even acknowledge the two conflicting parades in some ways. The palms that we use today are burned for ashes the following year, ashes that will symbolize our mortality, our inability to help ourselves. So the palms do become a sign of victory, but only when they are destroyed and we give ourselves entirely to God. We are able to join in Christ's resurrection, but only after we die to ourselves. This week of our church year, we relive the two parades that go on in the human heart and in the human experience. We relive this story. This is not a set of separate services that you might think, well, I like to go to that one, but not this one so much. It's the story we lived this week. Thursday evening, like Jesus' disciples, we will feel very disquieted by his insistence that one of us will betray him. and we will feel even more disquieted at that service by Jesus' insistence that he wash the feet of the disciples. And then that confusion and the darkness reign on Good Friday when we crucify him. We wait on Holy Saturday, knowing the one for whom we shouted, "Hosanna, Lord," is now in a dark tomb. And we weep, knowing that our cries of "crucify him" helped put him there. Then on Sunday, Jesus will move out of the tomb triumphant, and we have seen the whole story at that point. We have seen two completely different parades this week. We see with alacrity, the alacrity with which we jump on the bandwagon to say, "Hosanna, Lord." And we love being on that bandwagon when all is well. We see with frightening clarity our willingness when darkness comes to join the other parade, the one that says, "Crucify him." This week we relive that whole cycle. Hope turns to despair. Ordinary days become days of fear, of disquiet, days of grief, and ultimately a day of joyful release from the power of death. I like to think on Palm Sunday, we start this holy week by acknowledging the two parades that go on within us and among us constantly. The two parades fighting for the control of the Christian heart every day of every year. I get to this point and I feel, it pains me because I feel this conflict. Because I know I need to say, "Yes, Lord, I have lived the story that's in the book of Judges. I have done what is evil or at least indifferent in your eyes, and then I've turned back to you. Yes, I have walked my two parades these many years. Yes, Lord, I have said, 'Hosanna, Lord,' welcoming your triumphal entrance into my heart. But I have too easily jumped into that other parade where I am saying with my selfish, thoughtless ways, 'Crucify him.' I want to do better. I want to live in a place where I celebrate the presence and power of God in darkness and in light. A place where I live with faith and hope and love no matter how the week progresses. And I feel I should say every year this time, I'm so sorry, dear Lord. I have taken your saving presence too lightly. I fall to my knees and I ask your forgiveness for my prideful, fearful, fickle human heart. I ask your forgiveness for all I have done and all I have left undone. I ask your mercy, Lord, for I have marched in both parades. And I'm sad to say I will march in them both again and again." I really hate Palm Sunday. It hits way too close to home.